Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. The Canadian pension plan has a lot of attention on it right now. Mm-hmm. We've been hearing a lot, especially in Alberta, with everything that's going on in here in this province. A couple of questions that people ask us, Leanna. Mm-hmm. Number one.
Is, will I have CPP by the time I get to retirement?
Yeah, will it still be there?
Yeah, will it still be there all the way through? Yes.
And then the Canadian pension plan is also done because it's Financial Literacy Month. Bit of a survey. We'll kind of go into some of their takeaways from that. I was surprised to see what people are thinking about how much they need to retire. Mm-hmm. What's that magic number?
You know how we feel about magic numbers, so this one will be really interesting to talk about.
Yeah. So, well, of course, we want to have our guest in to talk about all things about this Financial Literacy Month, the survey, and is the Canadian pension plan going to be around when we go through retirement? We've got Frank Switzer, Managing Director, Investor Relations, Public Affairs, and Communications with the Canadian Pension Plan Investment Board. Frank, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Okay, let's get into this. We've been told that the Canadian Pension Plan by 2031 will have $1 trillion in value. Now, that's a lot of money, but we keep on getting that question. How long will the Canadian Pension Plan last? Like, I'm 50. My kids are 18 and under, and they're going to be paying into it. I hope they pay into this. Will they get a return on investment? Let's start with the 50-year-old, and then we'll go down to the 18-year-old. Will we get a return on all the money we're putting into the CPP? And what I mean by return is, will my pension be there?
Yeah, yours will be there, and the pension for your children will be there as well. And the reason I say that is the Office of the Chief Actuary, so that's an independent body within the federal government. And every 3 years, they do an assessment or a test of how the CPP fund is doing. The last test, they do it every 3 years. So the last one was completed. The report was issued in December of 2022. And their conclusion, and this is as far out as they look, is that the CPP fund will be sustainable for the next 75 years and beyond. They said that 3 years previous, they've said it this past 3 years, and then obviously they'll look at it again. And obviously 75 years in actuarial terms is about as far out as they can look and be comfortable with that assumption. So I think it's safe to say that according to the chief actuary, the fund will be there for you and for your children.
Phew.
I think that makes a lot of people feel better.
A lot better.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yes.
It should.
And it should give it more comfort. Also knowing that there's a third party actuary looking at this. I just want a side note. Can I just vent a little bit here really quickly, Leanna? Do you know how many people don't do an assessment on their financial situation every 3 years to see how their own personal situation is and how much money they'll be able to live off of for the rest of their lives? I think here's one tip from us at PKAG. Mm-hmm. At least every 3 years, take a look at it, do an assessment, just like the Canadian Pension Plan Board does it. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about this really quickly. If there is sufficient money for the next 75 years, why not just increase the amount that people get? Because there's the averages that are coming out, I think, are around $1,000 a month is the average CPP payment. I might be a little bit high on that number. But that being said, why not increase it and give more if we have that much money in the kitty?
Yeah, it's actually up to the federal government and the nine provinces who participate in the CPP. That's who actually sets the rates. And the way things are set up now is, as you may know, is that the CPP is meant to cover about a quarter of your income in retirement, with the rest coming from your own savings and from any company pensions. Now, because of reforms that were made a few years ago, for someone who's a millennial now, maybe, or not a millennial, but a Gen Z just starting out, someone in their 20s is paying a bit more now, but that amount that they will receive will be more like worth about a third of what their retirement income would expect to be. So again, we manage the money. It's up to the governments who are our stewards and who we're accountable to actually set the rates.
Leanna, November is Financial Literacy Month. In my hand is the key points and the results of a survey that the CPP Investment Board did. One of the key highlights that came in that says two-thirds of Canadians are scared of something in retirement. Leanna, you've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. What are Canadians scared of?
Well, I would say running out of money is the number one concern that we hear about.
Amen. I don't think that's changed in the 26 years I've been in this industry doing this work, working with people transitioning to retirement. That's the biggest fear for sure. Number two, Frank, when we get you looking at these survey results, what was the one thing that you said, wow, I'm surprised at the result that came out of the survey?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think maybe even the number of people who do fear running out of money. I mean, it probably shouldn't have surprised me that much. But I think the thing nowadays is that people are living a lot longer. My father was in the insurance business decades ago, and in those days, I think the question that you would ask your client is, "What if?" You know, or that a client would ask themselves is, what if I die? That idea of protecting themselves and having life insurance. Nowadays, with people living a lot longer, the question is, what if I live? And as a result of that, I think, you know, that's where the CPP comes in, is that it's a good foundation for people's retirement income. And again, I think the fact that people are concerned about whether they're going to run out of money in retirement, I like to try to remind people, you are saving for your retirement. You might not think you are, but those deductions for your CPP are giving you the foundation for your retirement income, along with, of course, any company benefits you have and your own savings.
Frank, you mentioned earlier the Canadian Pension Plan, actuarially strong for 75 years plus. It's designed as of today to provide up to 25% of your income in retirement. That brings me to the question that you got in the survey results. Canadians are expecting more of what they need in retirement. In fact, the per year amount has gone to $55,000 per year, up from $50,000 just 1 year ago. And they're also asking for an amount that they need saved up, about $900,000. In your opinion, is that accurate for what Canadians are going through and what they're spending? And is it accurate for the amount that they need in savings?
Yeah. And I mean, I think, it always depends on what your lifestyle expectations are as to how much you need. And I think for a lot of Canadians, the reason that the figure went up, because that was actually another thing that surprised me a bit, that it went up by that much in 1 year. I think that's a reflection of inflation and people's inflationary fears. That I think have been top of mind for many people over the last year or so, or the last couple of years. But in terms of, I'm not a financial planner. You folks are actually the experts in terms of giving advice. But I think what people can kind of they sort of say to themselves, this is how much I make now. You know, I'm going to need at least this much to live in retirement. And to be able to generate that amount, you know, they can do the math on and figure out what a percentage is, a percentage number that they think they're going to need. So, you know, I hope the number doesn't seem daunting to people. You've got time to put that money aside. You've got the CPP to work on it. And having the big thing we say is that having some knowledge, and if you don't have the knowledge, work with an advisor is probably the best advice that people can have. And I'm sure it's something that you hear from your clients.
We are definitely going to tackle this topic, because the amount that people are responding in the survey that they need in retirement on top of CPP is $900,000. We're going to have a deeper discussion, you and I, Leanna, mm-hmm. about this. Frank, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you.
We've been joined by Frank Switzer, Managing Director, Investor Relations, Public Affairs, and Communications at the Canadian Pension Plan Investment Board. This is a big concern. Will it be there? How much money do I get? Should I take it early? Should I take it later? All these different scenarios. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar, Leanna. When is that?
That's right. It's on Tuesday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. It's at the Carriage House Inn here in Calgary, and you do need to register. So please go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register, or connect with us on Facebook and you can register there.
Okay. Faisal doesn't take enough supplements, but is that a good thing? Join us after the break for answering that question on QR Calgary and More Than Money.